In this video, I'll review the improved designer for creating nested master pages. Nested master pages are useful when you want to build a hierarchy of templates for your websites. For example, you may wish to have a master template to house your enterprise corporate style guide in Chrome. Below that, you might wish to have a series of departmental templates, one for accounting, one for marketing, etc., to centralize the navigation for each department, or maybe to house the different layouts, two columns, three columns, four columns, and have different templates or master pages to represent that. You did have this capability in ASP.NET 2.0, but you weren't able to visually work with the results in the designer. This is no longer the case with Visual Studio 2008. I'll show you how you can visually work with nested master pages using the new Visual Studio 2008 IDE and ASP.NET 3.5. In this video, we'll work with the enterprise master page that we had created previously. To see how that was created, you can review the video. Alternately, you can just download the code that accompanies this video. Let's begin by opening our existing code base. Select File, Open, Website, and we'll go ahead and navigate to the directory where we downloaded the code. In this case, it's called Nested Master Pages, and select OK. This will load a project. We have a global master page. We'll open that up. It has a navigational mechanism at the top, as well as a logo. We'll use this as a basis for existing master pages. First, let's make sure that the master page is according to the way we want it to be. One thing that I do notice is that we have one of our styles floating in line. And this sometimes will happen to you when you inherit a master page from someone else. In this case, for us to manage this a little better, I'd like to have this stored in our external global style sheet, which is represented by this global CSS. We built this out in a series of videos earlier. Feel free to refer back to those videos. So what we'll do is, instead of just copy-pasting this style over, which can be a little messy, let's use some of the tools that we have available in Visual Studio for managing our styles. We can go to the Manage Styles button at the very bottom. It shows us a list of styles, CSS styles, that are in use right now in this master page. So you can see them indicated by gray circles around the colored circles. The green represents classes, and the blue represents elements. So in this case, we have a class, NavHorizontalA, that really should belong with all its other classes. All we need to do is simply drag it up, and now it's actually going to be moved and stored exactly in that location right underneath its fellow nav horizontal classes. So we have that stored, and we're happy with these changes, and everything else looks great. I mean, certainly we could add a search here, we can add a footer here, but let's just leave it simple. And as in the case with any master page, you do want to keep it as simple as possible for performance reasons. So now that we're ready, let's save all our changes and go ahead and add an additional master page which will link to this master page. We can do this by right-clicking on the project, select Add New Item. Select the template called Nested Master Page. This is new, different than the one that you had before, Master Page. The Nested Master Page template allows you to link master pages together, which is what we're going to do here. Let's change the name and call it Video Content. This will represent the structure for the video images on our page. Click Add to add it to the project. In this case, we only have one master page, the global master, so we'll choose that one and click OK. This will create another page, another master page called Video Content. At the top, it has a link to the master page file, global master, and this allows us to build this nesting hierarchy. And more importantly, this is a new feature to Visual Studio 2008, you can actually see down below what that design is going to look like. You never really had this capability before. So I can see everything that's coming from the Global Master page, and if I want to, I can click on this link called Global Master and go directly to the Global Master page to make the edits. Obviously it makes sense, I certainly can't edit the global master page from here. As you can see, I get that crossed indicator to indicate that this is not editable. So we have two content controls that mimic the content placeholder controls that we have in our global master, for one in the head and one in the body. and we can add content directly to that. So let's go back to our video content, and we'll add some departmental structure. We're going to create a two-column display with a clean white background to display any video-related content along with the title, as well as instructional text for best viewing the video content. So let's go ahead and create three divs. We'll create these divs inside of our second content placeholder. So we'll create one. This will be our main area that will hold the two columns. We'll actually use a style rule for ID, and we'll call it video main. And if we look at our global style guide, we can actually see that style in place. Another way we can actually work with this style is using our style tools. So let's do that with the second div. So we'll create one more div for the left-hand side. We'll sync our source views to see what that looks like. And for the left-hand side, what we'll do is we'll look at the styles that we have available, and we see that we have video left available. We can simply right-click on that and say apply style, and we can apply the style for video left when we created these styles previously in other videos. And lastly, we'll create one for the right-hand content of our video page. And for that one, again, we can also use the apply style and manage our styles directly from this window and go ahead and select the video right and apply that style for our third div. Now we have two columns, 20 and 80, as you can see in the designer, 20 and 80 to represent our content for our videos. If you notice that we're using IDs instead of classes because we're using element IDs in our style guide versus classes, which would be represented with a class. You want to use element IDs for items that occur once on our page, like the structure divs for our video content. And then classes, you want to use them when you're going to be using them multiple times, such as our nav horizontal class. We might have multiple instances of a horizontal navigational system, and it makes sense to use a class in that case. So now let's start adding content to our page. So inside the video left div, let's grab one of our graphic assets, and we'll grab over the video graphic, and we'll drag that right into our designer. And you can see another feature in Visual Studio 2008 for accessibility to allow us to indicate alternate text or long descriptions for our graphic assets. We'll go ahead and type in videos and then click OK. And now we have our videos displayed. We might want to provide some instructional text that accompanies this. You can just type that in by hand, or we actually have a code snippet file. It comes with the downloads for this video, and we'll just grab the H2 element at the top and the paragraph and bring that over into our instructional text. So this is another example where we're using the H2 style that we have defined in our global style sheet. Go ahead and sync our changes, and you can see that we now have the H2 in the gray uppercase as we had indicated in previous videos. And now we need to add some content for our content in the right hand side. We'll say replace this with your own video content. Okay, because you have to remember, this is a master page. We don't need to define the actual content, which is the video content here. That's up to the pages that derive from this master page to link to. So we'll save our changes and go ahead and create a brand new page that will derive from the sequential list of master pages. First, the enterprise level, and then the second nested master pages for video content. So what we'll do is create a new page, select Add New Item. From the list of templates, instead of choosing a traditional web form, choose web content form. This is new to Visual Studio 2008, and it indicates pages that are going to be linked to master pages. For the name, let's change that to HDI for How Do I, videos, and select Add to add it to your project. We're using nested master pages, so we'll select the lowest level for video content because we know that actually links back to the top level master page. So select OK. And now if you look in your designer, it's such a great feature. You can see all the elements of all the master pages from the top level down, all integrated right within your design. We see all the integration, and now what we want to do is have a content placeholder control to represent our video content. So let's go ahead and click on our content control and create custom content. This will allow us to go ahead and edit our content and add some elements into it. We can actually grab this information right from our snippet file that we have. And in this case, we have a bunch of list items. We'll just copy that into the clipboard, and we'll go back to our content and let's add an H2 element, and we'll call it How Do I Videos. And then we'll add an unordered list, and we'll use the class video list. As you can see, IntelliSense pops up and allows us to select a style that is appropriate for our unordered list. And then we'll add from our clipboard a bunch of links. We're just copying and pasting it multiple times to just go ahead and have multiple representations of videos. See what that looks like in our designer. And as you can see, we have a bunch of different videos listed that we can choose from. We'll add a couple more just to make it more populated. This is basically representing what we're going to see in the browser. We can see the combination of having a global master page as well as having a structural video page. And then finally, we have an HDI Videos ASPX page that takes all two master pages, brings them together, and shows you what they'll look like in the designer, as well as just looking at it directly in the code. We can choose the design view just to see solely the design, and you get a full integrated experience without actually having to hit run. What happens if we want to change something at the global cascading style sheet level? Let's say we change our padding from 80 pixels to 0, and we haven't even hit save. We can actually see those changes immediately propagate into our final page that inherits from the video content master page, which also derives from the master page, which links to the cascading style sheet. So you can see the waterfall hierarchy of all the rules applying and actually propagating right within the designer back down to the lowest level page, in this case, the How Do I Video page. And we can just go ahead and change that back and go back to the ASPX page to see those changes implemented. So now you have a good idea of working with master pages and nesting them within one another. You can understand that having a relationship between a cascading style sheet at the top level will actually propagate down to subsequent master pages and finally down to the very content pages themselves, making it really easy for you to build structural integrity into your web pages and be able to view them in the designer, and we actually never hit run at any point during this project.